Barbarous. Hello, Howie.
Will Papa Giorgio is just the Mozart of metal, isn't he?
Well, you know, my bro's good, man. Alright, I don't play that thing because it sucks. So, by the way, let's try to keep at least one of these clean.
Alright.
I don't know if Arena has problems with that. I forgot. Was she a cursor? Was she a potty mouth like you?
She can be, yeah. Especially because she's going to show up frazzled as heck from, being on the highway.
We can say hell.
The highway to heck.
We don't have to go full puss. We can use a couple ones. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined currently by Howard Flood. Maybe at some point, Arena Davinsky. Yes, she who left the show, Christ, about a year ago at this point, might actually be in the area if she ever waddles her ass in here.
Yeah, I think she forgot the complexity of driving around in Northern Virginia.
She's a dunce, too. Let's not forget that.
She might have driven 15 miles past the studio on her way to meet us for the beginning of this episode, which is why she's not here.
we'll get to all that in a minute. Just visit inpapasbasement.com. That's all you got to do. If you're a fan, inpapasbasement.com, find the iTunes subscription link at the top of that, and then you'll get the show magically on your iDevice or any smartphone device, really, every Monday and every Thursday, hour-long episodes. We don't do too many. We don't do like one every 4 weeks. It's the porridge that Goldilocks chose of podcasts. And I know a bunch of you are wondering, where the hell is Allison? Allison is actually currently undergoing a radical surgery. If you're familiar with the Roger Ebert situation, I believe that was a tongue cancer? Salivary cancer? Something of that nature? Something cancer.
Right, yeah, they basically had to remove his vocal cords, right?
No, I don't think the vocal cords. They took out his chin. So all of a sudden, his mouth looked like an old woman's box.
It was
not pretty. He kind of looked like a marionette. Is that what I'm looking for? Like,
oh,
the Howdy,
right,
Doody,
yeah, yeah.
Where it had like a nutcracker type jaw.
Right.
Where the bone didn't stay there. It kind of just jutted into the neck, and his mouth would open and just went. That's the sound I assume he'd make.
How did he get calories? Was there just a tube down his throat?
Yeah, just a tube. Literally, wow. Just like a little tube went in his mouth. And he said it was great because he actually could do, he could watch his weight really easily because you're like, give me the 400 calorie packet today.
Wow.
And he ate 400 calories of mush in one sitting and then 500 of mush in another.
And you're not really doing it for the flavor at that point, so.
Hey, who's doing you outside of your significant other? Like, you don't have to eat well. You don't have to get in shape. So I don't know in his situation. I figure I would eat for the flavor unless he didn't have the tongue, in which case, yeah, you really got nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he had a tongue, you said, right?
I don't know. I know he had a clip-on chin, literally.
Wow.
But if I did have my tongue, I would balloon up to 400 pounds in that situation. I would just take snack packs and like...
Why would you do that? Because you couldn't even enjoy it, man.
If I had a tongue, I could taste it.
You're asking a lot now. You're asking for like...
I would put whole milk quick on a drip, and that would be my sustenance, and I'd just gas everyone out.
You're trying to like tailor, like, this is how I would want cancer to go. It doesn't work that way, man.
This is my first pick of cancers. Anyhow, something similar happened to Allison. I know last time she was on the show, we talked about her dry socketing in her mouth. She lost a tooth that had to get pulled. And it turned out there was an aggressive form of cancer in her jaw. So her jaw's also been removed.
What?
Yeah, we're waiting for her to come back. They're going to use sound clips from the show to give her a speaking spell that sounds just like her. So she'll never be sexy again. She'll never take selfies again. But she will be able to come on air in like a week or so and sound like nothing happened. Technology's amazing.
We do need to talk to the people who set up the box. Just try to get a little pranks on her, throwing a couple of F-bombs from your vocabulary.
Words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just morph me into an Allison-sounding voice. So, yeah, that's all. Allison, big C, but she'll be okay.
If she ever puts the...
Don't bring it up, by the way, with her. She's sensitive. So just accept that she's going to sound exactly like nothing happened in a week or so. Everything will sound fine. She'll be a very brave soldier. That's mommy's little brave soldier. That's how I'll put it.
What are some other things that we can get the doc to have her box say? I want to feel you deep inside me with the voice of John Papa Giorgio. That would be so creepy.
I wish we could get some profanity that was actually her. But she doesn't swear. She has a weird thing about that.
I think it would be much better if we just suddenly, like, if her voice box was now programmed with a version of Tourette's and all the curse words were in your voice. So people would just be completely confused.
She would sound like Reagan from from Exorcist, like possessed.
Yeah. Far too vulgar a display of power.
Oh, that's the best movie ever. Anyone who thinks horror is a real genre, just accept the fact that in all the years of horror, there has been one masterpiece within it. That's it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is close. That's the only slasher masterpiece. But
it's almost the movie that said, hey, look, this form of entertainment can be accomplished effectively as everybody else then tried to mimic it. It's kind of disappointing. So. Yeah.
It, I don't know, by far the best. Oh, look who it is. Look who showed up. Sit your ass down, dummy. Now we got to do your levels. Sit on that one. Turn up your headphones. Stop looking at me.
The other mic's broke, so.
What's your bottle? Hey. It looks like you got Palmolive you're drinking out of. All right, get on your headphones. It's Arena, everybody. It's all about Arena.
It's a reunion show.
Yeah, it's a reunion. Except we already gave away the surprise in the first half hour. There's 46 seconds left in the episode,
okay.
So yeah, if you can, hold on. So just give your outro right now. Give your outro right now. Also, I should probably turn on your mic.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
There. Come on, that's it.
Now you can turn into the next episode. That's going to be good because I'll be on it.
We just did a whole episode without you. We just did 52 minutes without you.
You can thank Siri for that. She took me to Howard's old neighborhood.
Yeah, John, stop messing with the listeners. Like, I realize this is kind of a funny prank, but no, we've only been on for like 14 minutes.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
Oh, keep it clean, by the way. I'm trying to have an episode that airs.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, this man in a sweater vest just like had the craziest look on his face because I just said every cuss word in the book like walking out of my car when my Palmolive bottle fell.
Good Lord, you're high in the levels. It would be nice if we got to take levels with you, but we didn't.
I'm going to murder you.
No, you're not. You're going to sit in your seat.
I'm going to murder you and then escape this terrible area.
You're going to contribute quietly and professionally.
Oh, so you're already happy to be back, I can see. Like 4 days back in the area and you clearly miss it.
It's been so, so sad to not be in this traffic with 13 targets right next to each other where I get taken to the wrong one.
Please, please.
Three times.
I'll break down what happened.
Okay.
First of all, Arena's back in the area. Like I said, I just lost my co-hostess to cancer. Very tragic. Not you.
Are you being serious?
Yes. Yes, I am. She's getting her jaw yanked right now, and she'll be back eventually, but they're going to have to design like a speak and spell that uses the words she spoke on this show to talk.
Oh my God. I look like such a douche now because I'm totally laughing about this. But
yeah, it's kind of mean of
you. Howard's like signaling at me that you're full of it. So.
Howard... First of all, way to break whatever wall that is that we're breaking. The fourth one? I don't know what it is on radio. I think it's the first wall. There are no walls in radio.
Walls?
Yeah, well, you got the
foam
fourth
walls.
Wall. The fourth wall, you know.
These foam walls aren't that hard to break.
Directly. But, yeah, it's we got Arena back. She did the show. If you remember Arena, if you've been around. If not, how long were you on the show exactly? You left
enough to gain all the listeners.
All the listeners.
Wow.
All the
listeners.
Wowzing. All of the internet. You sounded like an LOL cat right now. No, you came on. You did easily like 6 months. You worked with me at JFK in the day. That's how we met. WJFK, yeah. The sports station.
The Fan.
The fan. Now it's The Fan. Branded as The Fan. And you dumped water on your
I'm
jugs.
Apparently lactating. I just this water bottle gets me sometimes.
You have a see-through shirt. We can see your bra.
Good. That's
your brassiere.
Mm. I came to bring the
jugs.
The jugs.
The goodies.
That's right.
So I'm not exaggerating.
You can't be the only one sporting good cleavage.
Last I got the nips.
You do have the nips out. It's a little disturbing.
I have horrible baby thumb nips.
Can you put can you put your shirt back on?
Like grape leaves poking through.
No, the sweatshirt stays off. The nipples need to come out.
Yeah. Howard, you might want to take your glasses off since you're directly in front of him.
Or put like a welder's mask on to protect yourself.
I'm just looking down at the soundboard at this point.
So, and I'm not, this isn't joking around, much like you joked around about my co-host as having cancer, you went last January. You're from, you went to school in New Orleans for like the, what, 7 years? Like John Belushi in Animal House that you went to college. How long did you go to school?
Four and a half? Yeah.
It seemed longer than that.
In Baton Rouge, right?
You've only known me for 3 years.
It seems like you, I don't even know your age, honestly. Sometimes you're like, I'm 24. Relax. And then other times you'll open up to me and you're down. And I think you're like 27, 28. I don't know what you are. I don't know how long you've been out of college. You seem to go back there a lot. So around right
after
Christmas.
I'm in grad school right now.
Okay. Well.
And I graduate in May, actually. So.
We'll get to all this later. Your web of lies. We'll piece our way through.
I feel like you've done like one of those peek you on me and found out some secrets in my closet.
Well, let me run everyone through because I tend to go through co-hosts a lot. They come, they go, and I don't really explain where they go. This is what happened for Arena's exit. No joke. She goes for the Super Bowl last year to New Orleans. And again, it's like, I'm going to see the Super Bowl and I'm going to see all my college friends. I'm like, oh, that seems pleasant. I hesitate to say you've earned it because I think you really hadn't worked more than 2 weeks in the last year before it. But sure, what the hell? Everyone should feel good in life. So enjoy. You go down there and you're like, I've got some job offers. And then it becomes, I'm not coming back. Then I believe you go from New Orleans to Colorado.
Yes.
And I think you've been there ever since. Briefly, yes. We were in touch because you're like, I need to launch a podcast. And I explain what goes into that. And after 30 seconds, you're like,
wait, that's a lot of work.
Hold
on. By explained, you mean you said you'll call me back and then never called me back.
I called you back like later that day. I called you on the way to a job or something. I remember.
And then you had to go and the podcast never happened.
Well, I explained what all went into it. And I think you got as far as buying hosting at a website. And you're like, wait, those are different things.
Yeah, I still have hosting. I still have like video hosting. I'm probably getting charged out the wazoo and I don't even know.
It's like 10 bucks a year. I'm sure you're fine.
I mean, what I do remember from Facebook updates since you've gone to Denver is that like the job you went out there for, I think you quit it in like a month.
No, I'm
same place. All right. And then you have a friend that works at Hooters. I think these are the only things. No?
No.
Not true? All right.
No.
Why is there a picture of you with a Hooters waitress in Denver? I was
That's
like, wow.
That's actually in Spokane.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Another classy place.
Spokanistan or Spokompton, as people from Spokompton. There call it.
So you're in Colorado with the cousin who loves black men and black penises, correct?
Well, I actually don't live with her, but
you're friends with that. You're in the general area, right?
You kick it. This is where you watch football on Sundays.
Yes.
No?
Well, yes.
All right. In a sea of black penis.
You're so
like a rainforest of black penis.
I see things haven't changed here since we got a black president. I don't even know he's black. People have to tell me.
Oh, really?
I think people have to tell him, to be honest.
Oh, Barry. Yeah, so there's a lot we have to ask you about. We've stuck it out here ever. We've been gutting it out.
Well, I moved to Baltimore, homie, so...
You're here nights a week for your girlfriend who lives in this exact area.
Three or four.
Are you back
Three
together
or four.
With the old girlfriend?
No. Hell no.
He's recreated.
I am dating a Jew.
He's recreated the living situation with a new
Happy
girl.
Hanukkah.
Last night was last night.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
There's still a menorah out in the lobby here. Do you think they should take it down?
It's kind of
weird.
It's the same one that we all posed with last year.
How long do they leave Christmas trees up?
I'm just wondering.
I mean, in my house, it's like... Till halfway, it's like Valentine's Day is about when that tree has to go. I'm not joking.
But since like Hanukkah
and it's
was
only because it's all the pine needles.
It's a disposable.
At that point.
It's just like because usually we're putting it up around the 23rd. My mom 2 years ago was decorating it Christmas Eve, and I'm like, what is the goddamn point? And we did that, and then once you've done all that work, you're like, I want a month out of this guy at least.
Yeah.
And then it takes that first week of February to really shame you into, all right, this needs to go.
This is going to be good. When I was younger, because we're Russian, we do like New Year's. You do presents on New Year's and you do the New Year's tree. That's like the biggest holiday in Russia. So my parents would always go get like the trees on Christmas because they're just giving them away at that point.
What is a New Year's tree? Yeah, I'm sure that's because they're Russian.
Well, because we didn't need it until New Year's. And my dad would like, the neighbors, the Jewish neighbors.
The same way a lot of other entertainers and lawyers and doctors are Russian.
All the neighbors would be like Jewish and they're like, what is that in your house? We had to sneak it in the middle of the night. So nobody would ask questions.
That's so funny.
You know, the Yentas in the neighborhood, they're all in everybody's business.
It sounds almost anti-American. Like if I was a good tax-paying, Reagan-voting man of the 80s and I saw someone running around collecting busted trees and putting them back in the house around the 27th, I would be weirded out.
They just give them to you then. Because what are they going to do with them?
I don't know. Put them in the ground the way God intended, obviously.
The roots have been chopped off?
No, I meant like, you know, face first so they could just rot.
This is definitely a DC man here, knowing how things work.
It makes good firewood. You guys don't burn your Christmas tree after
I think everyone should. It smells good.
No, when I actually had a disposable, we just hurled it at the front of the house, like around the end of January.
Yeah, you can do that too. Mid-February. If you have a fireplace, though,
I'm not exaggerating.
You got storage space in the backyard, just chop it up. Like, let it.
I guess, man. Yeah. I guess.
A disposable tree? Isn't that like a fake tree and you just put it away until the next year?
No. What disposable means, you know, the natural
tree.
Yeah, you dispose of them after a while.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant.
It's strange to hear you phrase it that way.
Now I have a fake one. Yeah, I guess so.
Disposable
like,
tree as opposed
out.
To...
Are you going to touch that edible pie you have? As opposed to. Yes, I get you.
Just toss it out with all the Christmas ornaments. They're going to be half off at all the stores anyways.
So you had a New Year's tree. This sounds like something out of Borat. No joke.
Borat was Kazakhstani, okay?
It's same toilet area.
You
were all
area.
The enemy in the 80s.
All right, toilet face.
So I want to know, I suppose... What has life been for Arena? This is where you get to be the star of the episode.
What do you mean get to be?
Exactly. What have you been doing the last year? Is there like a, I know you partake in marijuana, if I may say.
I actually don't anymore.
You smoke pot, as the
Not
kids
anymore.
Say. Oh, you don't? Okay. Well,
no.
I thought that was the big allure for Colorado. That was
there's
that
actually
was be
more
like
people
10
there.
Minutes of stories right there.
That there's actually more people there that don't smoke, but I did.
Well,
work,
I would play those
I did
odds
work
too.
In the industry, so I know.
Oh, the
what
pot
goes on.
Industry.
I know what goes on.
Arena Botwin.
I well, wasn't like a dealer.
Catch up. What was it like to leave all this behind, first of all?
Amazing.
The glory and the glitz of this show.
This place is a glory hole. I mean, this show is awesome. That's the only thing I miss. But DC, Virginia,
DC sucks,
Maryland.
Yeah.
Baltimore is so much better.
I do like Baltimore.
Baltimore's G. I love
Still,
it.
Still, parking's a little bit of a mess there, but you can't have everything.
Hey, all right, but what
happens? Plenty of parking in my neighborhood.
You first of all, what gets you to leave exactly?
Why? Because you live in the hood, all the cars get stolen.
There's
I'm
a,
just kidding.
A huge number of vacant houses, so there's not a lot of people parked on my street. That's why.
Nice. Well, it's been amazing. I can be at world class ski resorts in like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Aspen Food Festival? Have you been yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been to Aspen yet at all, actually. I've been to Vail, Steamboat Springs, Beaver.
I'm texting, by the way. It feels nice that you guys can have a
we
there's an actual conversation on the show.
I'm glad you interrupted our flow just to like share that thought.
I didn't want people to think like I had a stroke. I'll just be texting. You guys are having a decent conversation. I'm proud you have both grown into lovely young broadcasters, so keep at it.
We could talk real good, Howard.
Yeah.
You're not shabby.
So, are you done? Are you done with the John portion of the show?
No, I just got a text from a potential customer, actually. So, you guys yap some more. I had to talk to the chick. But
I'm excited about the restaurants in Denver. I do understand that it's a pretty nice place culinary-wise. So
it's pretty good. I had a pretty good chef friend. He actually moved to Alaska. He got a amazing like culinary opportunity, but he was complaining that we didn't have that many great places to eat. I was like, what? It doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
What was he looking for? Was he looking for Michelin stars, or was he just looking for like the perfect place to just walk up to a counter and have somebody just throw down the most delicious meat onto a like
Michelin stars?
Okay.
I'm more the opposite. Yeah. Well, now that I now that I'm healthy, I love those places, but I don't go to them that often.
Oh, the ones where you just get like a sheet of wax paper and someone throws meat on into it?
Yeah.
We try to incorporate you into our healthy eating. I'm done with my texting, by the way. Some guy wanted to know how much a deadbolt was to install. I'm waiting for him to reply.
How much is it?
$140 plus the cost of the deadbolt.
All right.
Yes.
Now everybody knows what they can compare.
If you need Hercules Safe and Lock to handle your locking for you.
I noticed the last time I was in Denver that y'all have some excellent taquerias.
We do. We do have those, being that there's a high Hispanic population.
Back to that's everywhere.
No. You got to go to Denver. High.
Antarctica is nothing but penguins and Perez's.
No, dude, it's I was straight back into basically Texas. I was just stunned at like the Mexican like village that is like now in Denver.
Is it the good hot ones or the ones that look like the, you know, the apocalypto?
The apocalypto looking ones.
No, I like that kind.
You and me both. I do like Hispancakes, so it just makes me sad. Because there are some hot Mexicans.
Well, that was a very big thing of you to say on air. I like, there are some blacks as intelligent as whites. I take offense to what you said. Yeah, they're good looking everything. Yeah. And yet I'm the bigot on this show. I met a Chinaman once. He could have passed for white any day.
Whenever John gets to say something racist, his nipples pop out even more.
I wish.
He gets all excited.
I wish. They could let me into club and then just like use Braille when they had to kick me out.
Sometimes when the power goes out, they make John stand by the elevator.
It's fun though. It was a bit of classic arena today because you had texted initially saying, I'm going to drop off my mom. I'm going to be at the studio at 10:30.
Yeah, that's
I felt a little shabby because I was doing work until like 11 something.
You said they get 11:30.
Yeah, I zipped over at that point to get there at 11:30, but I thought you might have been milling around for an hour, so I felt really guilty for a bit.
Oh.
Howard showed up at 11:30 as well.
I do feel bad, but I left my house at 10:30, and I should have been here at latest 11:30 because I took like all the tollways. The stupid Google Maps and Siri took me like all the wrong places. I had no idea that this wasn't the Fairlakes Target.
Ain't that a bee?
Yeah, you drove all over Kingdom Come, and like as Howard and I, we wanted a meal from 11:30 to 12. I was looking forward to just chatting with you, catching up, finding out about your lovely cousin and her Jewish wiles. How is she, by the way?
I don't talk about her.
Why? Are you beefing?
I just don't want to go there.
Beefing. We're going to chalk it up to beefing. Not beefing. That she doesn't want to get mentioned. Beefing.
Beefing.
With capital Ethan.
Ethan.
Every 5 minutes, Arena's either texting or calling, saying, "I'm 5 minutes out." I have an initial voicemail at 11:40 saying I'm 10 minutes out, and then at like 12. When did you actually waltz in here? 12:50.
Well, 12:50. Wow. Yeah, my gas light came on. I was at the old.
You drove to the point you killed your gas tank.
I'm gonna submit my receipts to Apple Maps. Actually.
Why would anyone? I wanted to give Apple Maps a chance, and I thought, like, how bad could they be? I'm not going to use Google Maps. They're horrific. Just download Google Maps.
I have it now.
Apple Maps. They're horrible. I'm not joking. One time I was in West Virginia, and I had a friend who lives at the other end of West Virginia. And I'm like, you know, for S words, we got dirty there. For S words and giggles. Give me your address. I want to see how far you are from the strip club I'm currently spending my brother's birthday in. Because I was bored.
One called Legs? Is that what you're talking about?
That's Paradise City 2. I'm not big on Legs. I'll do Vixens and Paradise City 2. Those are my two favorites.
Oh, a strip club in West Virginia named after Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Paradise City 2. I never found Paradise City 1, actually. Out of respect to the Guns. So I put it in, and they say she's 6 hours and 32 minutes away. And then I just grab Google Maps, and Google does it in 2 hours less. Wow. And that's just sitting in the same place.
I even had the Wi-Fi on, which I normally turn off, because now if you have an iPhone, it dies in like 5 minutes if you actually use it.
Yeah.
So I used...
They're shaky at best. I have plugs everywhere I go now. Just if I'm in my car, my phone is plugged in, it's juicing up.
Yeah.
Because like you said, no one wants to acknowledge that about iPhones. I don't know if other smartphones do it too. I would assume they must. I don't think anyone has some radically secret technology compared to what Apple has. It's just they love adding more and more features to it. And it's like, how about just upgrading the battery technology and leaving the rest of that crap the same? In fact, I'll go a couple generations back. If you can give me an iPhone that holds its charge like a day or two, just fix the battery. Give it an ugly camel hump. I don't give a crap. People are holding phones.
That's actually a good idea because people always complain that they're too bulky. With like, I have an OtterBox on my phone.
Yeah.
And everyone complains that it's too bulky. If you had a camel hump, then nobody would complain. It'd give you a little extra butt cheek.
it would look like you had a cyst or an abscess, something like that. Like something you'd have to pop on a cat's cheek.
But yeah, that's why I stuck with Droid. I mean, I'll admit that iPad is definitely the tablet that's way ahead. Because, I mean, there's nothing that compares on the tablet side. But like you're saying, man, just Apple's a little beat when it comes to giving you a proper map. So
unless you need to do anything with horrible. Flash on Apple, on iPad.
I'm typing up the outline as you guys talk. So have another conversation for like 20 seconds. I have to keep track.
You're totally fine. You don't have to update us every time you like fart.
Okay? No, it's the same. If the listener wants to know how I make love, it's the same way. I'm like, all right, I'm putting my penis.
No, they don't care. The listeners
I'm about to
laugh.
Ejaculate. Where would you like me to finish? That was great sex. You brought me to orgasm. What's for dinner?
Hey, are you still?
I know what we should talk about. How about John's new child bride?
What?
He says she's of drinking age. I'm guessing she's on the sippy cup.
Didn't start that way.
That's a good line. I almost dropped one there. That's a damn good line.
She is of drinking age. I was too when I was 16 with my fake ID.
She's legal drinky now. As Howard said, it didn't start that way.
Where'd you find her? At daycare?
Yeah. I was screwing off on the Tinder app, and I just went out. I was actually going on a bunch of dates, and I went out with her, and she seemed very nice and laid back, and she has been. There's no clashing.
Good.
After all of the horrible, volatile relationships I've enjoyed that mirror the one that my mom and dad had, it's nice to date a sane person who...
You know why? Because I came into your life and told you how it should be.
When? I forgot. But obviously, I'm not trying to take that away from you. Obviously, it meant a lot whenever you did that. But it's good. You just sit there, you watch the tube, you eat together, you make out. It's nice.
Let's bang and eat for a couple months together.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pleasant experience,
well,
this
I hope
whole
it works
dating
out.
Thing.
Good.
Me too. Thank you.
You're in a better
mood. I'm not being my usual slob self.
Yeah. You're actually putting food cut up into your
mouth. No, I'm not trying to bye, babe, and then like, trying to bang other people. Do you know when I was seeing that girl in Jersey? I called another girl.
Here we go. I thought she was already dead, but now we're bringing her back.
Oh,
up.
No.
This is a good story.
There are two good stories. If you want to know what a pig I am. One, there was a girl who was a half hour like towards me on the way home in Wilmington, Delaware, that I also knew. And I'm not done like kissing this chick goodbye as she goes to work and leaving myself, and I'm not half hour removed from that as I'm calling the other girl going, hey, can I come by and bang you on the way home? Just get me a twofer. And then by the end, when I was really burned out on the other chick, I was literally calling chicks I knew in Jersey, trying to get them to hump me at my girlfriend's place while she was away at work.
What the, wow.
I just thought it'd be funny. I didn't realize that my behavior could be construed by some as hurtful and selfish.
Now, were you also smoking pot at the time?
No, not really.
Thinking that those were logical things to do?
They are logical if you're a piece of crap and you think of nothing but yourself.
Potheads aren't motivated enough to be that manipulative.
They're not horny either. They're not looking to fill the pain in their soul with some woman spreading her legs for you. Potheads are like content. They'll watch Adventure Time.
I blame Chelsea lately for women being so easy.
Wow.
Chelsea is the reason women are whores. Chelsea's a dunce, by the way. Do you watch her a lot?
No, not anymore. I actually, thank goodness, don't have a TV in Colorado because I live right by the mountains, so I have stuff to do.
Nice.
But
like what? Stare at mountains and paint them?
Yeah. No, I go hike them or I go snowboard. And you got to wake up early, so if I'm watching TV all night, like, I'm not doing that. Plus,
there's other times to watch TV than 2 a.m.
Are there?
Yes, there are. I do it crack ass in the morning now.
Well, I have to go early before work, so, and then I have school, so I don't really have time.
Is this like real, or are you just shining us? Because I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, like, are you just kidding? Because you seem pretty industrious, but when we knew you,
I'm a changed person.
Okay. I was going to say, you used to just drink and smoke weed and not do much here.
Oh, I know, because this place is depressing.
This place is depressing, man.
It is. You got to be strong to weather this storm.
Yeah, you got to be strong or well-medicated.
I feel like Red in Shawshank now, and you're just the young buck prisoner who couldn't take it. You got out, and then you hanged yourself. You're that guy. Who was that guy again? I don't remember.
That guy.
That guy. He gets out and his first day, he's like, I'm going to get me a nice tie and a noose.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm starting to come to peace a little bit with this area. But
yeah, me too.
It's something that I can't do every day. Definitely can't be here all the time. There's something about it that just grinds your soul into
it
the
really
ground
does.
Day after day. So I think a lot of people have like poor lifestyles here, frankly. I think that's the number one thing. When you come here, you think your salary is great on paper, and then you realize the cost of living plus the commute that you have every day really makes it not ever having left rural Indiana. I think that's really the story.
It's so weird you say that. I literally, back when I would screw off online nonstop and just had IM buddies and stuff, I knew a chick from rural Indiana, and she's like, dude, this is amazing. My mom got a job offer out there. We're moving. We'll actually get to hang out. I'm like, cool. How much is she making? $45,000. I'm like, you realize you will live in penury for $45,000.
Or Fredericksburg. You're gonna take this horrible train or have a 2-hour drive each way.
She was acting literally, I think she had a brother. She was acting like the three of them were gonna live in the lap of luxury in this area on $45,000. I couldn't feed a dog on $45,000 in this area.
No.
It's terrible. I actually saw a map yesterday of all the places. I actually have something to say about all those maps popping up. Yeah, like how many hours you have to work minimum wage to afford a 2-bedroom.
Oh, those were fun.
All in like 88-hour plus area, all this East Coast
Seaboard.
Jeez. Yeah, that was insane. But all those maps.
That just means you have a horrible work ethic. I really don't know how you could misinterpret that map.
What?
I just wish you worked
harder.
I'm sorry.
Please do explain what the.
If that's what it costs, that's what it costs. Stop being lazy. Continue.
God.
Go back to Denver.
Yeah.
Really.
Take it, Princess Doobie. Back to your little blue enclave.
Oh, that
get out of here.
So
I
take it you didn't vote for Mr. Romney.
Listen, we're not. Does it matter who I voted for?
I don't know, man.
They're all
idiots. I voted for Obama, and I regret it heartily at this
like,
point.
Really, like, with, does it
like,
matter?
I was fine. No, it doesn't. It really, Always Sunny hit it on the head this season where they're like, what, am I going to vote for the Democrat who's going to ass blast me? Or am I going to vote for the Republican who's going to ass blast me? This latest election, I skipped voting. And at first I felt bad because the guy who wasn't cool with abortion almost won. And then I was like, I don't care. Because really, apparently the Democrats really do love ringing the middle class like a piggy bank. And so F them. They're not my friend. And yet the Republicans want to say they're cool with the middle class. They just want to get the super rich wealthier, which will eventually demolish the middle class. So just pick your poison. It doesn't matter. Pick which team you want. It's all two sides of the same bull-ass coin. And if you think anything other than that, you're a dunce. If you really think politics matter in the least, you're a stupid, stupid person.
Thank you. In any other country, our White House would be set on fire. Like, their White House, whatever, would be set on fire.
Why? They
but
don't
we're
have
just
sprinkler
like,
systems?
I don't think it's that bad.
We're just like, no, just keep giving it to me. I'll bend over more, use less lube.
Just a little. Just give me a dollop, a dime-sized dollop in your palm.
Yeah, they're going to tax you out the, no pun intended.
Well, say something.
Here,
well,
so,
you cut me off. I forgot what I was talking about. I had like 10 topics.
Here's what I really want to know. So you've been in Denver for a little more than 6 months now?
Oh, wow. Way more.
It's
I've been out there since February.
10 now, right?
Yeah.
So like you feel adjusted now? You feel like you're now a citizen of Colorado? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I might be making a move.
That's what I was going to ask. It's
oh,
like,
really?
Are
not
you really,
because of choice, but okay. Because I have to do a
because you have to be close to the Mayo Clinic. Am I losing you too?
Oh.
Oh no! Thank goodness. I have to. I just knocked on wood because I'm Russian and that's what we do. Anytime you have to.
I was gonna say, way to mommy up the show, you peasant.
I have to do an externship and I have a few opportunities in L.A. I got some offers in Phoenix, but they're unpaid, so
don't,
I'm not gonna
don't
take
go to
it.
Phoenix
for what? What are you doing?
Kinesiology, the same thing.
Is this something? Is that like based in entertainment? Can it help us in any way?
No, corporate wellness.
Corporate wellness?
Yeah.
She might actually get to work with some corporate types that could help us out. So.
Oh.
Help us out for what? For the show?
Give her some of our business cards to give to these folks.
Oh, no? You have business cards?
I do.
All right. I'll paste them all over the Midwest. Last time when I was leaving here, I was asking you to give me like something
Schwag.
To tape up. Yeah, tape up on bathroom stalls at the rest areas I stopped at.
That you frequent. Why don't you just pop it out of your mouth long enough to say, by the way, I've got other talents. And he says, you don't say. Let's finish this and then you can speak. And then he just pops.
Do you slide it through the glory hole before after you're done?
Before he's even flaccid, he's just like, good day to you, ma'am. And zips up and struts out.
Shakes it in my face.
You're like, wait, I didn't tell you about my podcast.
Wait.
Wiping the corners of her mouth with her sleeve.
All right.
Next.
Anywho. Now that we're done talking about your hobbies.
Oh.
We're never done talking about those hobbies.
Yeah, really. That's the
but
show.
But no, I do love it there. It's a great city. People are much happier. And you do have terrible stoner drivers that sit at red lights for 2 minutes, which annoy, or green lights, I'm sorry.
Tighten the nut right here, Howard. Your microphone.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
you
your
beat
microphone's
me to
shaking
it.
Around.
So I do like it, but... LA's great too, and all my family's moving to Miami, so I was just out there looking for a place.
Oh, really? So we'll never see you again. Isn't it weird when you look at someone and you comprehend that, like, this is the last time, the next time you meet, if there is another side, it's going to be there.
Well, come visit me in Miami. What are you, stupid?
Wait,
you're
moving to Miami for real?
Well, not, like,
well, no,
right
she,
away.
The family's moving to Miami, and she's in Denver, so when she visits home, it's now going to be...
Miami,
there.
But they're not moving for 5 years.
Okay.
It's
well, that's
kinda,
a while.
Oh,
we're just
planning.
Looking for places. We're going to rent them out.
I go through this literally. Isn't it? You see coworkers and they're part of your life for several years and you leave that place of employment and you're like, I'm not close enough with these guys that I'm ever going to see them outside of this. They were almost like family for several years and you will die before I ever see you again.
I mean, honestly, like.
That sounds like a threat. Like I cut their brakes and
why
put out my
you guys
eyes.
Just come visit me in awesome
I was actually gonna tell you like my girl is from Miami. She's from Fort Lauderdale, so we were just down there
you
for homecoming last month because she went to the U.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going back in January. So.
Nice. See, Howard will be there.
Yeah, we'll hang.
Screw you, John. You just rot up here in hell.
I'm having fun with it. Show's got up to I think 24 listens on the last episode, so we're going places, trending upward. That's really what's important here.
We got to give a shout out to Brenda Bren because she is the
Brenda
ish.
Bren's great, really profound. We got, no, those are the two hardcore listeners. Big Brown and Bernsey crew. I think that brings us up to 4.
Brenda Bren and her dog.
Yeah, good old Brenda Bren. Next time I'm in L.A., I'll visit Brenda Bren.
I was out there just now, and I was supposed to go hang out with her, but our schedules...
Oh, what happened? Except what
our
happened?
Our schedules didn't coincide. Oh,
that's weird.
But you're going
to
go back?
You mean you made a plan, and then you showed up 2 hours late, and she had to be at work?
No, we last minute texted each other, hey, what are you doing?
Okay.
And she ended up being on vacation, but she was way north of where I was, and I was heading south, and I had to go see my
that
man.
Sounds so
I had to
okay.
go see my man lover flying
oh.
that day.
Who are you making pound with right now?
Well, no one. This was a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where I come from, you mate for life, like a swan. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Contrary to what you just said 10 minutes ago.
Really, not a fan of this promiscuity being spread on the air right now. To all the listeners, don't do what she does. It's
yeah,
bad.
Don't get laid twice a year by the same person.
Oh, you're like me. It's like you're like me in the day where you had to just sex camel it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I was like, well, I'm happy you have a girlfriend, John, because now I'm not going to be worried about shaking your hand, knowing it hasn't contacted your penis in the last, hopefully, 12 hours.
Yeah, I still wank it all the time. I mean, we see each other like 2-3 times a week. It's not like all of my needs get met.
I'm going to tell your mom to get that some of that, you know, what you spray furniture with so the dogs don't chew on it.
Yeah. You can just duct tape like some cooking mitts.
I always like bringing this up on air just in case like people missed the last episode that I brought it up. But I remember in high school, like there was the spot behind your door in your bedroom where like you'd be so lazy you wouldn't even get tissues. You just masturbate on the carpet behind the door because you figured your mom would never see it.
Oh, my grossness.
I forgot that. I do remember I used to have a 50 states.
We were definitely inebriated when you like were laughing. We were like, hey, dude, check this out.
Oh, that's right.
You definitely didn't want to tell me that.
The crunchy spot.
We'll continue to regret it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I used to have like a 50 states comforter that for some reason it would dry on it and you just couldn't tell. And
you're I've banged all states now.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm visiting Bismarck. And you could just finish all over that. Like. And so, like, people for years would talk, you know, like, I'd hear comedians, Jackie Martling would be telling a joke about, like, having to hammer out his socks. And I'm like, wait, you have to ejaculate into something? You can't just go all over your sheets? And I've never had a sheet since.
Your poor mother.
That could take it like that.
That poor woman.
Like, it was perfectly, maybe it was made out of that. I don't know. And I was just refreshing it. But that was the best quilt I ever had.
And
I would kill to get my hands on that.
The chick from Reno 911, she's like, can you imagine what it's like to have three sons and a husband? She's like, our blankets are all stiff. She's I had to hammer through. Yeah, she made that same joke.
I remember that one. Yeah, it's a good, easy go-to line. Oh, Bridesmaids. That was one of those flicks you see on a date and you're like, oh, that was really good. And then the instant you see it with all male company, it's just like, I only enjoyed this because I was with a woman.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I mean, there's some really good parts in it, but I don't see all the hype about Kristen Wiig.
Thank you.
Really? I disagree with you both.
Of course
the hype,
you do.
Well, I recently saw her heard her in Despicable Me 2 because, again, I'm dating Miss Tippy Cup, as you put it. But I don't know. Aren't people of all ages into Despicable Me and the Minions and crap? I thought they were a big hit.
I guess.
A little bit.
Play along. Thank you.
Bit of a pop culture.
Thank you, Howard.
Reference now. So.
That's why I'll pay for your lunch someday. Arena, did you eat, by the way?
Maybe.
Did you get time to eat?
Maybe on the way in here, there was one spot right in front of Kava, and I ran in and got a pita. It took me literally 3 minutes.
Nice.
That's hype.
Yeah. That place was pretty awesome.
Kava's
great. Park and everything. I was like, do you guys have anything ready-made? Like, I really want some dolmas, and I thought I could just buy them and check out. Of course, the most fabulous man was in front of me, and everything had to be like a show tune. I was like, are you kidding? Just go. I'm going to murder you.
Oh, man. I'm going to let that silence just sit there like a bad fart for a second. I don't want to bust out any of the prep until next episode. We're almost home free.
That's fine. We probably don't need it. I have tons to talk about.
Oh, do you?
You just hit the big 5-0 in this episode. Let's wrap it and put a new one out there.
No, that's like 10 minutes ahead, dude.
Oh.
I remember sitting in here like
we
being
did,
like, when are we going to get
44 minutes. So we've got
being like, when can we get through this so we can go drink? Like now I'm so excited to do the show. It's been a while.
I remember those days. Yeah, we would just leave because you and Howard wanted to like drink and
I'm still
smoke
kind of
up in the parking lot.
So.
And then
we did.
Eat wings at Velocity 5 and I would just be like, I want to go home and beat it.
Actually, I've had to
play video games.
Since then, I've really had to ease up on the spicy food. That's the one thing. So
many of my friends are getting there. Like no joke. We have turned that corner on age. Where a lot of people I know are like, I literally can't eat that anymore. It's so funny to see our bodies betray them.
I don't know if
betray ourselves.
I don't know if it's the elevation or all the like Mexican food I've been eating in Denver, but I got hot mustard from the Chinese place the other day, and it was like nothing. I like need to put like 3 packets on. It's ridiculous.
You
and
sound
I'm very upset.
Potent.
My favorite Chinese place that I went to since I was like a 5-year-old has gone
on every
way
Christmas?
Downhill.
Mm.
Most Christmases.
I know Jewish Christmas.
Jewish Christmas. You got a dinner at the Chinese place and then a movie.
Hmm.
I have Christian, whatever they are, people who are not Jewish now joining me on Jewish Christmas.
Give me one story from Denver and then we'll call this an episode and then I'll finish texting my customer because they're a real persistent bastard.
Okay, you guys will like this. So
we better.
I work at a finance firm now, and
really,
I'm good friends with my boss.
How against stereotype? Continue.
So we had to take out a client and we took him to a Rockies game, but it was pouring. So we took him out, you know, like after the game, like our seats were right, you know, by the field.
Boring.
We had to take him out. We take him to a bar. Of course, next bar, because at the first bar, we all get S-faced, strip club.
Wait, so this was before or after your transformation when you don't do that sort of thing anymore?
I didn't say I don't do that sort of thing anymore. Just once in a while, I do that sort of thing. So this was actually like the fourth strip club we went to that week. And that's when I was like, I can't go on these outings anymore because they always end up at strip clubs. Well, I don't know where this happened. Like, how this happened. I mean, I was pretty drunk, but...
Did you pop out like a prom night dumpster baby? Is that where this is going? You just squatted and reached under the dress?
No. What?
Gnawed through the umbilical like a mama cat.
Are you saying I've lost a lot of weight? Thanks.
I could be kind on the next episode. Sure.
But so, of course, we ended up at the strip club, and I'm so drunk. I just keep spanking this like girl giving us a lap dance. And she's like, are you guys married? And it's me and my boss. We're like, yeah, we're married. Like, we're so drunk. And we're like, then at that, like, by the end of the night, I'm trying to get her to go home with us. And, like, for the next week, I was like, I miss Pebbles or whatever her name was. We kept trying to go back and find her. She was never there again. She must have not been real.
They come through like transients. Like, no joke. Sometimes they just, it's almost like hobos where you carve on a signpost, like, this place has a dog. Stay away. This place is hot vittles. And lazy railroad bulls. Like, you can just, they just strip their way through the country. I knew, like, a bunch of strippers. They would tell me these weird stories.
Oh, she smelled like cherries and cinnamon.
Oh, they always smell like Hot Topic.
There's a place that you can drive to on the way to Chaps from my place.
Yeah.
And they have a sign up at the strip club where it's, like, free training. It's just basically trying to get, like, new people.
That's pretty smart.
So then you could start, like, working your way across the country
Here's
once they give
you
the first lesson.
Here's how you hate your dad.
Yeah. Here's how you pretend you're paying for law school.
Yeah. Because I was so dumb. The first time I drove by it, I'm like, that's a permanent sign. Like, what happens if they find enough people? And that's when I realized, like.
You never do. They're strippers. Wait, you know the work ethic of a stripper? You think this one gets to work late? At least she gets here. You.
Oh, wait. Does that mean I'm getting paid for this?
I'm saying in the stripper world, you would be the one in front of the chalkboard. They'd be like, listen to this one. She's going places. Try to be there no more than 2 hours late.
I think most, yeah, exactly. Most strippers don't show up or
Try
they OD or they.
That is
my
the
dealer's
worst.
Late. I can't go on without my Coke.
Dude, there are strippers that don't wipe or not wipe well. Have I ever told you this story? Like, one time, my buddy Tony at Paradise City 2, there's this little squat thing. She wasn't horrible looking. She's very meh. They charge something like, I want to say a minimum for 70 for lap dances there because you have to get three at once.
What is a squat thing?
Like, not related to the squat lift, just short and squat. She's not a tall girl.
Oh, she's a squat thing.
Yeah.
I thought there was, like, a part where they squat and you can look at their hoo-has.
No, oh, yeah, a squat thing, like a glass coffee table.
That actually would be, like,
a really
good...
They drop a deuce on it. And,
yeah, okay. I'm sure a lot of Japanese businessmen would be into that.
Great, as long as they could craft some tentacles, we'd be set. So, all strippers have 1 to 2 set moves, almost their signature fatalities, as I call them. And this one girl, the little squat one, my buddy gets a lap dance from her after she was just drunk. So she's taking these drunk craps in the back every 20 minutes. And her move is she jumps and does like a split in your face. And so it's her ass facing you and then her cooch is like against your sternum, I suppose.
Ugh.
And there's nothing like sexy. She doesn't bust it out the last second. You're like,
is
where
she
is
like
this
in a handstand?
From? Yeah, kind of. She's like, all right, you sit right there. It's the same way like a guy shows off martial arts movies. Like, all right, grab my arm here, my wrist here, and hold your elbows at 90 degrees, and I'm going to break your, you know, break your scapula
and walk
away.
I just want to get past the dirty ass part. Like,
well, this little bitch does her little cartwheel or whatever into the handstand in my friend's face, and he just walked away from it, and he was really quiet. I'm like, what happened? He's like, let's just say you could tell she just dropped one.
Oh, my God, that's so nasty.
Like, this chick had dropped mud 15 minutes prior if... and is so drunk, she thinks, like, it's okay. It's the same way when I'm drunk and I think, like, no one can hear or smell my farts. And I'm just, like, letting them out in mixed company. I'm like, the other guy, you know?
I would like to be a stripper trainer because then I would teach her to pick up some Cottonelle moist wipes. Ugh.
Do something, yeah.
They should just have those in their bathroom
for
them.
Pop a certs in it. I don't know. I don't know how, to be in all honesty, I don't know how you got a fresh ass right after dropping a deuce short of taking a shower. Like that
Cottonelle moist wipes.
Really, the little baby wipe things?
The gays swear by them.
You should invest.
They probably
in
use them as ascots. Just wipe the cumsies off their face when they're done. That was a great line. Why are you staring at me like a stroke patient?
Because it was a terrible line.
So good.
You should invest in some.
There, my fifth listener, Jonathan Atwater. He's gay as hell. He would have loved that line. Literally for the. I get no private messages on the Papa's Basement Facebook likes page. Literally, I guess he got drunk 3 months ago and just sends me a message that says, I love you. And every time I log into the Papa's Basement Facebook page, it's just at the very top, John Atwater, I love you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Get a little touch Queen of the Hag, pink though, every so time I I know the real deal.
Howard, back to your story.
No, I was just going to say, like, you need to invest in it a bidet. They sell them quite frequently in Quebec. Would you be surprised to hear that? But yeah.
Yeah, the whole French influence.
Yeah.
I'm weirded out by a bidet, man.
Never used one before?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I've never used one, but...
My parents used to have one. I was always scared to use it, and then I went to go try to use it, and they replaced it.
Like, I've been, you know, over public fountains, but...
That's what I thought water fountains were for.
Exactly. Little... Well, especially if you go to an elementary school, and they have, like, the short ones. Yeah. You can just cock a leg. Like that broad and Step Brothers, and then... Pat John C. Reilly on the back and say, stay gold, pony boy.
I love that movie.
It sucks up water, and then that water, because it feels like it's almost recycling the dirty water you sullied.
No.
So it's like you're spraying literally in your rectum stuff made out of your fecula and water.
No.
Okay, so it's good. I've also heard horror stories about burns, because that place is very sensitive. I don't know. I've heard like hot bidets, and people get their rectum burned.
Hot bidets?
Like a warm bidet. Like it's too hot. Like it's hooked up to a hot water line or something like that.
Wow.
Better check your water temp before you wreck your rectum.
That is what iced tea was wrapping. Ice cube. Sorry. Pulled an OP radio right there. All right. Now we can punch out.
I would never be a good stripper because I would just complain about my shoes and my bra being too tight and then being too smoky in the strip club.
That's every stripper. Like they love in 2 seconds their gimmick is to just knock off any sort of dancing and real performance and just have a talk with you. Because one, they love talking about themselves, and two, it makes you feel like engaged and like, oh, she doesn't talk like this with the other guys.
I have 3 kids that I'm going to have to feed later. Like, what do they tell you? What do they tell you about themselves?
I've had talks about kids with a chick. Yeah. She was the one who was the half-price lap dancer that night.
Uh-huh.
So she was only 15, so I got a couple. And she's like, yeah, literally doing the cat butthole wink in my face while she's talking about her 2 kids. I'm like, this is life right now. This is where I'm at. You've listened to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood and Arena Davinsky.
That's a me.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for new episodes every Monday, every Thursday. Links to my writing as well. And all of our social media links. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Howard over there is at what the effin' heezy. You're what?
You
at
just
Girl
changed
Knows
again.
Sports or
no,
something?
I'm at Jew Broad Problem now.
At Jew.
What
broad
happened to
problem?
Mile High Jew?
I guess
you
I can go,
Mile High Jew like 2 days ago.
I can go back to that. It's just I was always talking about hashtagging Jew Broad Problems, and I was like, I am Jew Broad Problem, but it won't let me add the S, the extra S for saving.
Go back to Mile High Jew, please.
Fine.
All right.
And last but not least, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I think we're at 499 likes.
Oh,
whoa, just one away.
Someone get off their ass and pop that cherry.
When you hit 500, I'm going to unlike just to piss you off.
That'd be hilarious. That's why I don't. That is why I don't put it out there, because someone's going to get us to 501 and then we'll be down like 2 the next day. It'll mean too much to me. It'll crush me.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go.
I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.